audience. Let's keep the energy going for just one last storyteller, Mr. Chris Crotwell.
Hey, thanks, guys. I've had a fairly disreputable last decade. This story's not necessarily about that. In 1958, Lawrence Kohlberg started working on his 6 stages of moral development. On a night when a lot of people have talked about things that they did, I wanted to talk a little bit about how we think about what those things are during the course of our life, and the ways that that progress can help define us and give us a context for thinking about events during that process. So the 6 stages are split into 3 levels, right? Level 1 is pre-conventional morality. The 2 stages in that level are punishment avoidance and reward seeking. So this is the land of sociopaths and toddlers, right? Because we all know that little kids, if you've ever been around any of them, are horrible people. Horrible. Because it's all about self-interest. The only reason you do any of the things that you do is because you don't want something shitty to happen, or you really want something great to happen. And during my life, I was brilliant at that. I was the best. I was a pro. I did everything right. I was a perfect student and a perfect son. Because I knew that if I did all the things that I was supposed to do, that I would be rewarded. And I was. With the 3 C's. Coin, candy, and commitments. And I got all of them in spades. And that's level 1. Level 2, and this is my personal least favorite, for lots of reasons, is conventional morality. This is the realm of God and country. This is the realm of the feeble-minded legalist. The haven of all stripes and shapes of fundamentalists. The sovereign territory of the tyranny of the majority. Put an axe on your maps here, fellow travelers, because here there be dragons. This is the only space on the spectrum of moral development where really, really believing something can have tremendous negative effects for those around you. Because this is the only place where zealotry can and does thrive. The period of my life that I spent here was very happy because it makes the world very navigatable. It makes it very safe. You have lots of guideposts. You know how you're supposed to behave. And that's nice. It's nice to know that rules for the sake of rules will keep you safe. That conforming to social norms is important because as long as you do that, people will like you and everything will be okay. That bowing to authority and being that nationalist, that citizen, that great American, being that man will keep you safe. Because the rules are out there to protect you from a world that you don't really understand. But I didn't spend that much time there, and that's not necessarily what this story's about. This story is about my step into the last level, which is post-conventional morality. It's rarefied air, inhabited by secular humanists, ethical relativists, 19-year-old philosophy majors. This is where you leave behind St. Augustine and you pick up Kurt Vonnegut and Douglas Adams. This is where shit gets real because it's a world that's all shades of gray. And uncertainty and difficulty, and every decision you make about how you're going to behave has to be made because you thought about it. Because you had to abstractly reason that there was a principled stance that you needed to take. And it's not about socially constructed institutions, and it's not about some sort of sense of authority. No one's going to tell you what to do, and you will never know, and you have to make all those decisions for yourself. And this is about the first time that I stepped into that world. And it happened in a 6th grade history class. Deborah Belk was a horrible woman and not a much better teacher. She had a sour, sharp, angular face, sneering all the time. She looked like a villain from a Roald Dahl book. And she acted like a villain from a Roald Dahl book. It didn't seem like she had a master's in education. It seemed like she had a master's in disinterest and oppression. And This is Alabama. This is rural Alabama. And when I look at the lesson for that day, I get really excited. Because even though she was such a horrible person, I gave her a pass. Presumably she had something to teach me. So I was willing to let her do that. And when I saw on the syllabus that it said evolution, theory of natural selection, that's what we're doing today, I was ecstatic. Because in the hierarchy of important ideas, it sat right at the top for me. This is the most powerful explanatory framework that I had encountered as a young man, and while I knew that my understanding was complete, I was also certain it was very admirable for someone my age. And being able to discuss this with my peers is very exciting. So in that moment of just like being willing to learn and have that conversation, I'm very excited. But what happens is she stands up and starts to explain to us why it's silly and doesn't work. And to call her argument a straw man would be an insult to logical fallacies everywhere. Because she said that as you get older, aging, the process of aging, obviously just makes everyone worse. So you start to fall apart and eventually you die. And given that that's true, then how could it be that things improve over time? Which is just the stupidest fucking thing I ever heard. And so I start sputtering, and I feel a feeling that I've never felt before. I'd never felt this feeling before, and it was just furious indignation. I was vibrating. And I said, well, that's not at all. What? And that's when she says, Mr. Crotwell, do you think maybe you should be teaching the class? And that's when I realized that I'm standing. I'm fucking standing. And I have that curious combination of like nausea and ecstasy and like just terror. And I'm just sweating. It's like a combination of like someone who doesn't want to ride a roller coaster and that first cigarette you ever have. Where it's just heady vibration and you don't know what's going on. And I said, I think maybe it would be best if I won. And she immediately gets furious and starts saying something, but I don't know what she said because I just walked out. I just walked out. Because this wasn't about, that was malicious ignorance. This wasn't about systems of authority. This wasn't about me following the rules. This is about truth with a capital T. This is about justice. This is something bigger than me. And who gives a fuck if I get in trouble? Because I can't let this stand. I have to do something. So I just left. And I walked right to the principal's office and I sat down. Because I knew she was going to follow me. And I got detention for a week. And it was the best week. And I got to sit there with like the smug satisfaction that comes with knowing that you made a decision that was going to get you in trouble for reasons that were bigger than you. And that started my adolescent infatuation with disobedience as a moral imperative in the face of lunacy. Which really continued for way longer than it should have. I'm not entirely positive I'm done with it. I've gotten in a lot of trouble since then, and it's all been completely worth it. But I've come to a point in my life, and this is what that last stage lets you do. When you're reasoning for yourself, when you're making those decisions outside of these social constructs and institutions and rules for the sake of rules and self-interest, things like empathy and compassion and seeing a human being because they're a human being and being able to get behind their eyes, that is what being a fully evolved moral person is about. It's about being able to care about someone because they're in the same confusing, difficult, terrifying world that you're in. And when people are in that world with you, they're on your team. And if you can't treat them like that, then you're a piece of shit. And if you can't treat them like that because you think that rules need to be followed because they're rules, or you think that doing what you need to do because it's important for you is more important, or you think that there is authority for the sake of authority, and you can't make those reasoned decisions about doing what you need to do for people because they're people like you having a hard time, fuck you. Fuck your rules.